Jeff is with us. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
We've just been talking about the brain. I understand that you have something related to that.
I do. I read an article, and I did look it up today, and it basically stated, they came out very strongly to state that Wi-Fi was indeed having an effect on brains, but specifically young brains, because their skulls are thinner. With everything that we have now, it's impossible to go virtually anywhere, especially in your home, and not be inundated with not just the signal from your own Wi-Fi, but from maybe 10 other signals. So when I read that, just as a sort of a precaution, I went ahead and just sort of curtailed our use and hardwired our computer.
So your question would be, you know, to what extent is your curtailing justified? Hannah, what do you think?
Well, there is a paper that was published in 2010 by Martin Bootman at the Babraham Institute in Cambridge, and they looked in rat hippocampal neurons, so primary neurons, so they're quite susceptible to external environments, getting their neural circuitry
together. These are brain cells.
So these are brain cells in a Petri dish, and they exposed these brain cells in a Petri dish to 900 megahertz of electromagnetic radiation, which is quite a high whack of electromagnetic radiation for 30 minutes.
So where does that sit in the kind of wavelengths? Because a microwave oven would be 2.5 gigahertz. That'd be about 2.5 strong times fast, high frequency than that, wouldn't it? So where's 900 megs?
900 megahertz. It's still in the microwave region. But it's at the bottom end of the microwave region. Some mobile phones work on that. Others are a bit higher than microwaves.
So it's in the right sort of ballpark. What did they find, Hannah?
Well, they looked specifically at calcium signalling in these nerve cells. And they looked by labelling, by using a fluorescent dye to tag to calcium activity. And calcium signalling is very important because it's involved in neurotransmission and enzyme activity and brain information processing and transfer.
So they use the calcium signal as an index of what the cells are doing,
exactly.
Asking, OK, we zap the cells with microwaves or not and see if there's a difference.
Exactly, yeah.
And
they didn't find any difference at all. So they had a look at the baseline calcium levels after 30 minutes of 900 megahertz, and they found no significant effect on the calcium signalling. They also provoked a calcium response by adding an agonist that caused a large calcium response, and they found that the electromagnetic radiation had no effect on these cells in a Petri dish.
And obviously we're interpreting this within the constraints that this is a certain frequency, we're exposed to many others. I mean, what do you think, Dave? Are you happy with that piece of research, or would there be other questions you'd like to ask?
It's kind of not a kind of electromagnetic radiation, which is likely to give you cancer directly. Its wavelength from mobile phones is several centimetres, so it's not going to interact strongly with anything which is a lot smaller than that. So the only conceivable effect I could imagine would be some very sort of large-scale thing. But, I mean, there hasn't been any big effect which people have noticed. People haven't suddenly all started keeling over and dying, so I wouldn't have thought it's... I'm not worrying about it anyway.